Welcome back. Now, the Ivor Novello Awards are made for songwriting and composition, named after a Welsh entertainer. And it happens that this year's nominations include somebody who lives and works here in Southampton. He is Benjamin Oliver and Professor of Composition at the University of Southampton. And I'm delighted to say that Benjamin has joined me here in the studio. Ben, very nice to see you. Thank you for coming in.
You too. Thanks for asking me.
That's a great pleasure. Tell us a little bit about what actually a Professor of Composition actually does.
Wow. And I've only been a Professor of Composition since 1st of August. But I've been working at the University of Southampton for the last around 15 years. First as a postdoctoral researcher, but then as a lecturer. So I teach students composition and conducting and community music and various other things. I write music and I also do university administration as part of my contract as well. So at the moment I'm head of research for the Department of Music.
I was at university rather longer ago than I'd care to mention, frankly. But in my day it was very much, you had to write the structural proper, the fugues and counterpoint and polyphony. Is that still part of it, or is it now a much more freer expression?
It's quite free in the sense that we encourage students to find their own voice and find out what they do as a composer. And we have a very eclectic course. We have people writing pop music, writing contemporary classical music, working in folk idioms, writing techno music, all kinds of different genres and styles. Like my first year module, we have a very specific brief, for example, where they have to write a 1 minute TV credit sequence, for example, for one melody instrument and accompaniment, and they can't use harmony in the melody line, for example. So yeah, we still have some restrictions to help students, because I think that helps actually focus composers to have some constraints.
Yeah, just a bit of structure to hang it all on, I think is absolutely right. So you've been nominated, now I've got this right, the Best Community and Participation Composition Award, is that correct?
That's it, yeah, and it's in the Ivor Novello Classical Awards. So these are awards for mainly for composers of, I guess, score-based music, not all score-based, but mostly written down music. And that's the best I can define classical music these days.
That's fine. And of course, the wonderful thing about the Ivor Novellos is they're not necessarily about the performers. They're about the people behind the scenes who are doing the songwriting and doing the composition and who really should get, to my mind, far more credit than they actually do. So the piece is nominated is called Vent. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, it's a piece I made with Rachel Waugh, who's a theatre director and puppetry, a theatre maker and puppetry director. We made the piece together for a choir called Musarch. And Vent refers to a couple of things. So the idea of venting your frustration with something, but also it's also the terminology used by people when they refer to ventriloquism. So that's the short term for ventriloquism, so that you're doing vent or work in vent. So the piece is in five parts. It's quite a long piece. It's a 24-minute piece overall. It's for choir and electronics. And the choir, there's some dramatic elements in terms of puppetry and movement and placard waving and various other things.
It's not just you're sitting down listening, twiddling your thumbs in the Turner Sims or something. This is actually a full-on experience with movement and protests, shouting protests and things like
shouting
that.
Shouting and people shouting at each other. And then there's a very beautiful moment, I think, near the end of the piece where there's a kind of human figurative puppet that's puppeted by five or six of the members of the choir. And the piece explores themes of protest. So, like, it's not about a particular protest group, but it's about kind of, so partly about how our voices can be suppressed and how protest is gradually being eroded, or the right to protest is being eroded in our country, I think. But ultimately, it's about kind of thinking through and exploring some of the kind of emotions and feelings and energies behind protest and what it might mean for us.
That's great. Well, we must listen to some that's obviously on the programme. So here is the very start of Vent.
Oh,
perhaps you could just tell us a little bit about what is going on at this point and how you came to write this particular music.
Yeah, so the beginning, the first part is called Protest. Rachel Waugh made the libretto. So the libretto is formed of kind of sayings about protest. So we hear, "What do we want?" Repeated over and over again. But we also hear strange combinations of letters. So V, B, W, for example. And these are all letters that are hard to say with your mouth closed, as a ventriloquist. Also words relating to linguistics. So things like nasal glide or affricate. They're kind of, Rachel collaged these words to make this what I found a very evocative text to work with. In the second part, effectively what happens in this part, and we may not be able to hear all of it, but what happens is gradually the choir suppress. So they start singing a text very forcefully all together, and then half the choir pull away, and then the choir gradually sing as if they're ventriloquist dummies. So like this, so they can't hear their ah-ha-ha-ley, so they can't move their mouth properly. And eventually they're silenced. So we're ending up with the whole choir mouthing the same text very, very violently and viscerally and energetically, but there's absolutely no sound. And I think that's, for me, it's the most powerful part of the piece. Very hard to portray on radio.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for the explanation. And you said to me earlier that you think the most beautiful bit, as far as you're concerned, is the ending of the piece. Can you tell us a little about that?
This is a piece about non-violent protest, but there can be a sense of if we're strong-willed or something, then we can feel very passionate. But there's also something about coming together and working together within a protest, or having a sense of affirmation and of what collective action might change in the world. And so the final part of the piece is just the choir singing a drone on an A flat, for those who care, with a very quiet synthesizer loop going on and on and on. And that's where the very beautiful puppetry that Rachel created can be seen as well. So it's this kind of sense of an affirmation at the end of, or a sense of rebuild.
It all sounds very much like a motto I know, in music is life and life is music.
Yeah.
And I think this is a very apt piece for this, with the protest and bringing forward the subjects that are crucial today and are very much in everybody's mind. Then yeah. Thank you so much for coming along. We're now just going to finish with a piece off an album of yours called Too Many Sweets. And this is called Delirious Ecstasy.